Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about the skaters now. The skaters are opening up. They're putting in testing their new rules. And the skaters are one of the, their league is one of the test leagues. No defensive shifts, mound visits, quicker inning transitions, and phasing in radar determined balls and strikes. If last night was not proof for you that Major League Baseball needs to use technology for balls and strikes, then you'll never, I mean, Angel Hernandez is a walking advertisement for Quest Tech. It is, he is the, why you would, when you have the technology, let Angel Hernandez call balls and strikes is beyond me. Why? Because it's inevitably, it will happen every single time that he will screw up a big, somewhere he will make a call that will, that is wrong and screw up the game.
I have been staunchly anti-robot. Let me go right now on this soapbox and tell you that I am staunchly anti-robot. I will always be anti-robot. We have Boston Dynamics is basically, we are sitting and watching Boston Dynamics associate. They are sitting here right now putting together and assembling a group of killers, a variety of ways, killer climbing snakes, giant, you know, these tiny fleas that can jump 30 feet high in the air on top of buildings. They're showing to our face in plain sight how they are going to wipe all of us out and eliminate all of us. We are sitting idly by and like, isn't this cool? Retweet. I love that this robot with a gun in its hand can do backflips and sprint at 35 miles an hour. This is amazing. I hope we get 100 million of these things to come slaughter us. With that said, it's time that we brought robots in to take over for umpires. While I am anti-robot in this one instance, I will say we need more robots.
See, and thank you. If we're going to get killed by them, we might as well get the correct ball and strike call, right?
Let's get something useful out of them.
Right.
Hey, Boston Dynamics, can you give us some good balls and strikes instead of things that can backflip and chase us down,
right,
and slit our throats?
Right.
Is that too much to ask? Sorry, kids. Enjoy school. You'll have a great – everything's going to be fine for you. Don't worry.
No.
What did Dad say about the things that were going to come and chase us down and hunt us down and murder us? Just don't listen to him. He ruins Game of Thrones, too.
He ruins everything. But listen, your dad gets scared when there's a possibility of lightning, so don't listen to him, okay?
Yeah, I do. And you know what else I get? I'm also afraid of a possibility of being eradicated. That also makes me nervous. But in this particular case, I will hasten the eradication if it means getting rid of Angel Hernandez. Because this really is a problem. I mean, this really is a problem. He's universally hated by this, we got another Eric Gregg situation on our hands. Nobody can get rid of Eric. Why can't they?
Oh.
Baseball can get rid of him, can't they?
Eric Gregg is a robot compared to Angel Hernandez. Angel Hernandez is the worst ump slash ref in the history of sports. If you had a power ranking of the worst ever, it would be Angel Hernandez would be number one.
How much beef does Angel Hernandez get into with people all the time? More than Cowboy Joe West, more than your guy Ron Culpa. This guy has been in – he's been in and out of arguments for well over a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going on like a decade and a half, aren't we?
But it's sheer incompetence that really – I mean, and it's always – and he's always wrong, always wrong. How many plays did they have to change in the playoffs last year because he was suing Major League Baseball because he never gets a postseason appearance? Well, you get it on merit. They had to give it to him last year, and how many freaking calls did they have to change?
I'm going to Google Angel Hernandez sucks. I'm going to see what comes up.
Oh, my God. Angel Hernandez sucks. I mean, and the worst thing about it is he's so freaking
that's a lot of videos.
Condescending. He thinks he's right, and he's just so terrible. And he throws – and you argue with him, and he throws you out of the game because you were right and he was wrong. So he throws you out of the game.
Spud Arts. Angel Hernandez, Major League Baseball's worst umpire. Angel Hernandez still sucks ass, and MLB should be ashamed. Ooh. One is coming from – this is from August 5th of 2018. Mommy. They need to know about robots murdering them and Angel Hernandez. It's time for the kids to get some straight facts, okay?
Well,
okay, let's see. Angel Hernandez.
Comes home with that one. What does Uncle Angel suck, Mommy? Yeah.
Angel Hernandez has had 5 reviews, 3 of which has been overturned. That was in the postseason. July of 2017, apparently telling Angel Hernandez he sucks is now racism. Giants broadcaster says Angel Hernandez does not belong in the big leagues. That was in 2014. I mean, we've got 3 videos at the top. One says Angel Hernandez sucks from October 11th. May 22nd says Angel Hernandez sucks at umpiring. October 8th says Yes Network on Twitter, tough night for Angel Hernandez, umpire. I mean, there's a lot.
Every night of his life is a tough night.
Angel Hernandez is horrible.
Yeah. No. Now, see, that's a nicer way to put it for the kids. The kids are going to school.
Trying to learn today. Yep. AJ Hinch ejected after going off on Angel Hernandez.
In the preseason. That was in the preseason.
That was tough. Here's one. Unbelievably bad call by Angel Hernandez. This is April 2018.
Oh, God. Lance, every game you could have that. Every single game.
And then also related searches, and this is not a lie. Angel Hernandez artist, Angel Hernandez height, Angel Hernandez Twitter, because people are looking to get at Angel Hernandez on Twitter, obviously. And this one, I find these two to be the best at the very bottom. Del, I want you to do it. Del, do me a favor. Just type in Angel Hernandez sucks in Google and tell me what the bottom 2 related searches are to Angel Hernandez sucks, because you guys aren't going to believe this.
My good
personal friend Del.
We're not friends.
Angel Hernandez sucks. Google related searches at the bottom.
Searches related to Angel Hernandez. I've got Angel Hernandez blind and Angel Hernandez height.
Yep. And what about the very bottom right?
And then somehow Joe West catches it too.
Swear to God, related searches, Joe West is in it.
That sucks. I love that.
And Angel Hernandez blind.
The worst. I'm
legally blind.
Worst. And Joe West is right there. Is Scott Foster reffing this game?
Scott Foster craps on Angel Hernandez.
No, Scott Foster's not as bad as Angel Hernandez. You're in a totally different stratosphere with Angel Hernandez.
Hey, did you guys see
who's the refs tonight, Del? Can you find out?
I'm looking it up right now.
Did you guys see where James
Harden, Sean Wright, Rodney Mott.
Okay.
I don't know any of those guys.
You don't know Ed Malloy?
I mean, I guess Malloy. I know his name. I don't know what he looks like. I don't pay attention to refs that much anymore. I used to, but I just figure the game is run by a bunch of floppers. The NBA is all about just trying to sell calls. I just accept it. And we've got one of the ultimate call sellers, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
We have 2 of them.
And complain about other people.
There are 2 of the ultimate.
No, Chris Paul gets fouled every time he gets hurt.
Gets fouled, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you guys see where they tried to kill James Harden with that elbow to the throat that almost murdered him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see him go down? Like, oh,
I saw him hold his throat, and I was worried that his windpipe had been crushed. Yes. And he was going to die on the court.
Yes. Yes. Lance, they got these robots that open up the door, these dog robots that open up the door.
Oh, I've seen dog with his dog mouth with that little claw that comes and opens up door. What could possibly go wrong by robots that open doors?
Oh, my God.
Robot dogs. You ever seen? So I take it you don't watch Black Mirror, do you, John?
Yes, I saw Black
Mirror.
Okay,
what about Metalhead?
I saw Metalhead.
Yeah,
look at this. This dog is opening a door with his giant hand.
Yeah. Have you not seen the robots backflipping off of the boxes and all that, doing J.J. Watt box jumps?
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what else I've seen?
What?
People having problems in the bedroom. Well, I haven't really seen it.
What, have you?
Yeah, is that a fetish of yours?
No.
Just sitting.
What are you doing to my mom, Jeff?
Well, no.
No, not that.
This is
John just sits in rooms and watches men have performance issues.
I don't think that's a good. I don't think that'd be a good porn, if you want to know the
just
truth.
Slap it down.
Listen,
on the
I'm
top.
Having a rough time here. No, here's the deal. Is do you think? That doesn't make for a very good night, does it? Or video? None of that does. You know what makes for a good night? You know what makes for a great night? 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. That's what you need. If you're looking for a great way to not have intimacy problems, 4hymns.com/John5. $5. Now you say, well, I don't have $5. Well, then you don't worry about being intimate. Worry about getting some money. Because $5, that's it. And that's the first month. And it's the generic equivalent. It's the same pills. Only it just because it's much like I always talk about you, while you're able to open up the mattresses and see what's inside, you can open up a Cialis or Viagra and figure out what's inside it. And then when you do that, you can make a generic equivalent and charge less money. Because those things are really, really expensive. But you, my friends, are the beneficiaries of 4hymns.com/John5. You just talk to a doctor. You do it all online. You get your product, and you're on your way. 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Barry Laminack with the usual suspects.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, one of the big stories yesterday, Lance, I want to get your opinion and what you think, what you've heard over there at the NFL Network about the Frank Clark deal.
Okay, because we also talked some Kyler Murray, if you want to talk any Kyler Murray.
Did you guys talk any Kyler Murray yesterday?
Yeah, what are the Cardinals going to do at one was one of the topics.
Huh. So I've got some thoughts on that, too. But what about this Frank Clark deal? First of all, what about the trade itself? What'd you think of it?
Well, I mean, I thought they gave up way too much. I know why. So the thought is, I did the show yesterday with Charlie Cashley and Bucky Brooks. And
hey, see? Yep, we didn't talk about this before.
Charlie told me to tell you, hey, tell John I said hello. I always enjoyed being on the show with you and John, even though I couldn't answer most of the questions because those are dumb questions, right? Charlie said, Charlie's exactly like that on the show. No, he didn't say that one, but he did tell me to tell you hi.
Oh, but tell Charlie hi. I like Charlie. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, no,
the
he is.
The GM thing was a little different. But,
But he said... Charlie goes, all right,
hey,
I think this is the fallout, okay, from Russell Wilson's contract, right? You got to pay Jaron Reed now, right? Yeah. So you pay Russell Wilson, and
well,
now
you
Frank
pay
Clark,
Bobby Wagner.
That's too much money. And he brought up Bobby Wagner, too. He brought up Jaron Reed and Bobby Wagner both. And so he thinks
when's
this
Jaron
is a
Reed
fallout.
Do, though?
After this year.
Okay.
After this year.
Well, so, and if you want to know the truth, well, but Frank Clark has kept his nose clean. He's a card-carrying bad guy in college.
He knocked out his own. Well, yeah, he had some domestic violence issues. Yeah. So they didn't keep him off the board. And then
didn't he have a
Yeah, he kidnapped a girl. He had a girl in a hotel room, beat up her and her brother, who came to try to protect her, beat him up. Cops came. Yeah, I honestly, after I read the whole thing and did my research, I didn't think he'd be on anybody's board. And I think he missed the combine because he had an arraignment. And yeah, there he was, second round, bing, bang, boom, no problem. Well, so,
and he's performed, but, and to his credit, he has not.
Well, he did knock out a teammate, Jermaine Ifedi, in practice.
Well, that's all right.
Cold cocked him and knocked him unconscious. Well, you don't like that necessarily.
Well, if Jermaine Ifedi was, I don't know what he was doing. If he wasn't blocking right, there you go.
I guess that's true. But no, so I think that is partially. They do have to scale Jermaine back
is,
some.
Think Jermaine is thrilled. Thank God, got rid of that dude.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's the alpha wolf. He's not an alpha dog. He's an alpha wolf, Frank Clark.
So the Chiefs get rid of Marcus Peters but bring in Frank Clark. Hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't think – and remember, Tyreek, we're not sure what's going to happen now that his child has been injured.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Taken away just by in. Child Protective Services.
Chiefs football, they're a little edgy. Chiefs football's a little edgy. So whether it's Dorsey, Brett Veach, it really doesn't matter.
Well, didn't they get rid of a lot of the guys that were edgy? I mean, from the Dorsey
well,
days?
Well, no, they got rid of Peters because they couldn't handle Peters. So now they're bringing
Kareem Hunt, they had to get rid of him.
Well, yeah. That kind of spiraled out of control on him.
Right. And now maybe Tariq Hill. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that. Guys who are edgy end up having problems, but... So here's what I thought. I thought Frank Clark going to Kansas City is a great move from a football standpoint for the Kansas City Chiefs. They need edge help. They got rid of Justin Houston. They got rid of, obviously, D Ford. Well, they got rid of Justin Houston. D Ford left. So now two edge rushers are gone. All they have is Chris Jones. And so they really need rush help. And they got a good rusher in Frank Clark. What did it cost them? Well, a brand new contract worth a ton of money. A first rounder and a second rounder. What? Is Frank Clark a quarterback? Because that is entirely too much. And two teams I asked about that deal yesterday said that it's ridiculous. Giving up to throw the second rounder in there on top of it is absolutely preposterous when you have to give him that contract. Everybody knows when you have to pay a guy, when you trade for a guy and you have to pay him a ridiculously high contract, it affects the trade that you know, the value of what you give up. And a first should have been the absolute most you gave up. So they thought Kansas City kind of got
that's,
you know,
a late
Seattle
first,
got
though.
Over on it.
That's a late first, like 29th. And what was available?
It's a late first,
what's
yeah.
available to them as a pass rusher that late?
Well, that's why they made the deal. Yeah. What's available? That's why Kansas City made the deal.
Right.
I could see, I could see giving up a late first, not the second.
And then the lower of the picks in 2020, second round pick, which is going to be a late pick as well.
Those are potentially two starters you're giving up. I mean, that's considered a lot to give up when you also have to give him a right. high max dollar contract, basically. Now,
did it work out for the Bears with Khalil Mack?
Yeah, but Khalil Mack was, that's a different level. Khalil Mack is an elite pass rusher. He's a guy who's going to challenge for defensive player of the year probably every year.
Yeah.
That's not Frank Clark. But Frank Clark makes them better. They're desperate. They're trying to win right now, and they're desperate. But Brett Veach, I think, gave up too much. But, you know, John, the first thing I thought of, and I'm just going to bring it local because we're a local show, and I do want to bring it local. I'm not going to lie. I immediately thought, man, what could Clowney's – was there any chance Clowney could get something?
Well,
could Jadeveon Clowney get you could they deal him to Seattle for the 21st pick? You know, well, it's not Seattle because Seattle wanted to get rid of that contract. But you know you got to sign Jadeveon Clowney to a big money contract, right? Frank Clark was franchised and then dealt. Could you, like, I'm just a hypothetical here. Let's say that you could get the Carolina Panthers pick. Carolina needs a defensive end. Let's say you get, what does Carolina pick? 16th, I think, or 17th? 17th to the Giants. What about the Giants? Let's say you said, hey, Giants, we'll give you Jadeveon Clowney, and we'll take the 17th pick and give you, we'll give you Clowney for 17. Would you consider that?
Well, when you just saw a first and a second for Frank Clark, who would you rather have, Frank Clark or Jadeveon Clowney?
I'm not answering that question.
Who would you rather have?
Frank Clark, probably.
Oh.
I think Frank is going to show up and be healthy and
Well, Jadavion's keep healthy, but that narrative's got to stop. Jadavion's been healthy.
It's never going to.
Huh?
It's never going to. Who would you rather have?
I think I don't know that there's a big difference if we run another trip.
Okay, but that's not really the point. I mean, I like Clowney fine. I'd love to keep him and let him keep rushing the passer and all that stuff. I'm just saying, I don't think you make your team better by getting rid of Jadavion Clowney. But if you added another first rounder for Jadavion Clowney, and not a let's say you added a first and a fourth. Let's say you didn't get the same deal, but let's say you got a first and a fourth. Would you consider that moving him when you know how many holes you have in a secondary offensive line? Now, I'm telling you, if you got, let's just say, for example, the Giants, and the Giants have 12 draft picks. Let's say you got the 17th pick and in this hypothetical, and you got a fourth rounder this year. Would you be interested in that? Because I still don't know that the tackle you really would like an Andre Dillard, I don't know that he'll be there at 17.
Yeah, I would.
As a matter of fact, he won't be there at 17.
That's a tough call. 17.
Brian Burns, you might be able to draft an edge rusher at 17.
And you got edge at 4. Is Whitney Mercilus alive?
Stop it. Just stop it.
Is he still alive?
Be for real. This is a for real thing. Stop joking around.
You got edge at 4. You got Whitney Mercilus. You had another guy. I'd be good with that. I mean, and you don't have to worry about that. But it's not like the Texans are hurting for money.
Yeah.
I mean, they will when Deshaun comes due.
Oh, and we just got a text. Other teams were, by the way, is my wife on hold right now? Because she wanted to call about something.
No.
Okay.
Dell put her through.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Was Bria, and she in there?
Bria's answering the phones.
Bria.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Call Bria.
But we did get a text about other teams want. Oh, I know for a fact other teams wanted Frank Clark. I just think that's entirely too much to give up a first and a second and a big and a max signing, basically.
Well, would
that's
you take 29 and the Chiefs' second rounder for Clowney? When you look at it, it's yeah, that's all fine and good, but they're not going to be dominant players at 29 and whatever 60 something.
It sounds good. That's why Sashi was so intoxicated with the idea of adding picks all the time.
Yeah,
but it's 20. But you're right. You got to look at who 29 is.
Yeah.
And for what the Texans need, corner, and this is, it's just not a great corner draft early on. You're not getting an impact cornerback one. You're just not going to get that in this year's draft. So you can have whatever pick you want. You're not going to find that. And from a tackle standpoint, I mean, there's some holes. It's a deeper tackle draft, but there's not a Ronnie Stanley. There's not a Laremy Tunsil. There's not a real dude out there that you really get. I like Juwan Taylor personally. But I think he's a right tackle only. So you really need a left tackle. I mean, Dillard is the guy, but you still aren't getting him at 17. You need to get inside the top 12 probably. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think I would deal Clowney now. Thinking about that.
Where do 29 and 23 together put you?
Yeah, but you can't. I got an article coming out for NFL.com today. That are, making sense of the smoke screens that are out there, blah, blah, blah. And one of the top 10 was that Texans will not trade up. Peter King, I know that's out there as a rumor, and Peter King put the Texans in a trade up for Andre Dillard. And it makes sense based on what they need. They have a dire need, right? There is a zero. I think there is an incredibly low chance of the Texans trading up. And let me tell you why. This is basic math. Their top three cornerbacks, and one of them is not Aaron Colvin, their top three cornerbacks are on one-year deals. Mm-hmm. They don't have a good left tackle. They don't really have a right tackle. So what we're saying here is that they don't have the draft capital to give up, to move up. They've got to fill in too many holes. They can't trade up. If anything, trading back makes more sense for them.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you know what else makes sense? Going out and saving some money, but yet getting the entertainment that you're looking for tomorrow night. The season opener for your Sugar Land Skeeters. The monitors are fun. You can entertain clients there. Tomorrow night, first 2,000 fans receive commemorative championship rings courtesy of Constellation Energy, as well as Texas Farm Bureau magnetic schedules. Friday is fireworks night, and Saturday is Skeeter's Hat Night, brought to you by Member Source Credit Union. Listen, this is a lot of fun. You're gonna see the new rules implemented, see what they are possibly going to do in Major League Baseball. You'll see them being tested here. We talked about that. No defensive shifts, mound visits, quicker inning transitions, and they're even phasing in radar-determined balls and strikes. So Skeeter's Game is a great way to entertain clients, different groups like churches, organizations, little league teams, schools, birthday parties. You, my friends, will be able to benefit from this. You can entertain. They got suites for you, and this is a great way to save money as well, yet a great entertainment value. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com to see your tickets. SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Lance. We got to give big ups to Maxine Phelan.
What's up with Ms. Phelan?
Get this. So they're building a new school.
That's my English teacher when I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
Actually, freshman. She was freshman year English teacher.
They're building a new school. I think it's in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. And they had three or four or five candidates that they were going to name the school after. Johnny Harris went there, along with others, and gave an impassioned plea to name the school after Maxine Phelan.
Jay Bird did?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I didn't even know that. He didn't say anything to me.
Yeah, he went, and it was, and Mike, who's a good friend of ours, and Miss Phelan's son, said that it was unbelievable. Johnny did an unbelievable job, but others as well that went and spoke on her behalf that had been students of hers. How long has she been teaching? 30, 40 years, whatever it is. And they came back and said, we're going to name the school, and I believe it'll open 2020. They're going to name the school Maxine Phelan Elementary School.
That is awesome.
I mean, she's been, like, she was Teacher of the Year, and she's been, I mean, she's, I don't know how long, I don't want to put a number on her age-wise, but she is.
It's been a minute.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable teacher. And you see what can happen when you are, like, you know, we were talking about Angel Hernandez, who was just horrific at his job, but she's a teacher and now being paid back with a school that will live forever with her name on it. That's really cool.
And a robot could not have caused that kind of excitement and joy in people's lives. So, that's awesome. That's just more greatness coming out of the Richmond-Rosenberg area. You know, that's all it is.
What's her last name again?
Phelan, P-H-E-L-A-N.
If I'm Mrs. or Miss Phelan, I'm like, I appreciate the honor, but you know all that money going into building that school? I got a bank account.
No, that's not what she's in it for. You know how, she's in it for education.
You know, that's fine. Whatever. You know how Dame points to his wrist when it's Dame time? If I'm Miss Phelan, I'm like, I just point to my hand.
Fill that up.
Look, I appreciate the honor.
Where's my bag?
But the honor doesn't buy groceries.
She secured the bag when she was making the big dollars back in the 80s and 90s.
Dealing with people you know, I'm good.
You know what that's right. You know where she secured the bag? All those kids that learned English from her.
Are those kids helping her out? Donating to Miss Phelan's bank account?
They speak English now, Dell.
You know how she got paid back?
In gratitude.
Those kids going out and going on to high school and college and being linguistically solid.
Okay. Look, Ms. Phelan, look, these guys want to pay you in gratitude and recognition. If I was a decision maker, you'd be catching that bag. That's all I'm saying.
No, let me tell you, this is what I do. You know when she gets happy? When we go on Twitter and say, that's actually whom, not who. Then
right.
You go on Twitter and you correct people, and that she's like,
is she a fan of you saying Angel Hernandez sucks ass? Is she a fan of that?
No. She doesn't. We don't use that kind of language in Ms. Phelan's room.
One of her students said it earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask John. I just need to ask you a question. Is it grammatically correct to say that Angel Hernandez sucks ass?
Yeah, that is grammatically correct.
Is the syntax okay?
Is she a huge fan of you using, you know, her life's work to tell people to EAD? Like, I know you're using an acronym. Is she good with acronyms, particularly that one?
My wife is the biggest hater of all time, and I've never had a teacher that made any difference in my life, period. Why? I mean, I know she's listening on the app right now. You know what? I had good teachers, Mr. Cooper, Miss Phelan. I had Mr. McDaniel. I had people who were very impactful. I'm sorry that you didn't get that in Kingwood. In Rich and Rosenberg, which is called the Twin Cities of Champions, we did have good teachers. Sorry, Kingwood. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know good syntax like I do.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Whom, not who.
Well, sometimes, and otherwise
Twitter corrector.
So, anyway, she don't want the bag. What she wants is the school.
Look,
yep.
Okay,
that's fine and all, but the bag, everyone wants a bag, John.
When you're over 70s, you can't do anything with the bag.
Whatever, you don't think she wants to travel?
Except pass along. When you're over 70, you don't want to travel. You just want a school named after you. In perpetuity, you want to be known that you are just great.
Y'all directing funds to the wrong place. Those funds should be going right into Ms. Phelan's bank account. And be like, look, we appreciate all you've done, and we're going to reward you.
No.
All right, you know, John, let me ask you.
You know
what
she wants? Kids to be educated.
Let me ask you a question,
that's
John.
Right.
That's the biggest gift of all. As Gilbert say, John, let me ask you a question. John, if like, I don't know who would do it because it seems stupid to do, but like, after your 10 years from now, people are like, John, we want to thank you for what you've done for Houston Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a plaque someplace, or even let's say we're going to a wing at U of H with your name on it. Are you saying you would take the wing or the cash that it might take to build that wing?
Yeah, I'm going to take cash.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why is Ms. Phelan different from you?
Ms. Phelan has a whole school. Are you naming a whole school after me?
So you would take the John Granato School of Communications that say, let's say the old Prairie Fire.
Fail.
Let's say wherever you what's the name of your school?
Knox.
As opposed to the bag that the school would.
Well, there is no bag that's being offered.
Yeah.
I'm asking him the question.
Dale, can I change the subject to this? Let me ask you this. What if Knox College said, you know who was really great? Who was really great when he asked if the professor's wife was pregnant when she was actually just a little heavy set? That guy was great, that John Granato kid. Let's build a statue. When would the statue come down? Can I ask you this question?
Oh, you mean like he's a Southern general?
When would the statue have to be removed?
Just listen.
Probably as soon as the Asian community at Knox reached 50%.
As soon as they found out about male golfer food. It would come down like he was a Confederate general.
Yeah.
Yep, he'd grab that thing and pull it down.
Not if Carol.
There'd be a bunch of protesters cheering on the video.
Not if Carol from China Garden was there. She wants male golf or female golf or food
she
back.
She gets screamed at too by a bunch of college students. You don't know what it's like to be Asian.
She is
would
Asian.
Be, like a bunch of white girls would be screaming at her like that.
That is just the male patriarchy fooling you and distracting you from what's really going on. You mean the fact that I'm Asian? Yes. That
yes.
You don't know. You've forgotten what it's like.
No.
You don't know.
I've been
you
Asian my whole life. She there was a white guy that was trying to tell, I'm not going to listen to that station anymore, and you shouldn't be. And she was like, hey, I'm Asian. You ain't.
You know what he said to her? I identify as Asian.
Oh, really? You're cis-Asian? It's cis-Asian? Okay.
Might be.
Nicole is listening, and Nicole is with us on ESPN 97.5. Hi, Nicole. Too bad you didn't have any good teachers.
Yeah. Too bad Kingwood stinks.
No, I just never had teachers who made a difference.
Whatevs.
If you don't want it to make a difference,
yeah, maybe
I'm not
you
going
were just a crappy. Maybe they said we didn't have any students that made a difference.
Good point, John.
Well, maybe they felt that way.
Maybe. What's up? How about Lance? Listen, I want to ask you a question. Who's the worst person to watch Game of Thrones with?
He may not be the worst, but I find it amusing that when I've suggested certain people coming over to watch, he has vetoed them because they'll talk too much.
I don't need talkers.
And he is a talker.
The irony.
Commentator.
The irony.
And he pauses. He pauses,
yeah, I don't
and that's
ruin...
what's worse.
No, because if I kept talking, it would ruin what you couldn't hear the rest of it. I pause so because I'm considerate. I'm adding context.
He pauses for such ridiculous stuff, though.
No.
No, I can
like
see.
When he pauses, is stuff that when you watch it like the second time,
yeah,
that maybe you'll notice,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah,
but that's
exactly
the second viewing. So we've been talking about like we need to all do something right for the very last episode. And for a while, we thought we'd do something at the house because we have the outdoor TV and the indoor. Like we would have to be separated because he would be with the talkers.
We don't have to be separated, and I'm not going. I don't want to be at the talkers. Remember the rule I told you. You lived in fear the first time that we went to a Super Bowl party because, you know, I don't like people yapping during Super Bowl.
Well, I wish that you lived in fear when I'm watching Game of Thrones. Well, I don't know.
Because you scream at
Lance, if you don't know who the talker is, you're it.
You're the talker.
You're the talker.
Lance, it's not film study. Stop taking your work home.
Yeah.
Stop rewinding.
Stop rewinding, going
that
back.
That is exactly. Oh, my gosh, Bill. That's exactly.
That's not what it is.
Are you using an Xbox controller to watch Game of Thrones too?
No, but I use the I use the DirecTV remote where it goes back 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So in a way I do use a clicker.
It's so bad.
God, I couldn't. It's
so
unbelievable.
Bad.
But here's
it's
the
not so bad.
Here's the problem.
And I say funny things too, like
it's never funny. You are a funny person in general. You are. But not when watching TV.
Not with Game of Thrones, you're not. It's not funny.
No,
it's not
like
funny for
battle,
anyone. Do we need an
intervention?
We need an intervention
episode,
here.
Right?
We need an intervention here. Lance,
you can take him on Sunday night.
No, I don't want him. You know what's funny though?
I'll come to your house, John.
You know what was funny though, no, Nick?
Del, where do you live, Del?
I don't want you on Monday through Friday. Why would I want you on Sunday?
Aren't you at Texas City?
No, I don't want you at any point.
How about Yanni called me during Game of Thrones? I picked up the phone. I went, "What do you want? It's Game of Thrones," and I hung up. Hey, Nicole, though, here was the funny part.
Call people.
Yeah, I know. I hate
people. That's like my friends who used to call me when Texas was losing.
That's the worst.
Like, why would you think I want to talk?
Yeah, that happens all the time, Nicole. You can't do anything about that. So here's the thing, though, Nicole. What was funny was when you were asking him what time he was coming home, he thought you were amorous. Instead, you were just finding out, oh, crap, he's coming home during Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
that's
she
terrible.
She didn't seem to be excited about the time. Like, wow, that's early.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That's not early.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited you're coming home. A week's a long time. But there's other things going on.
Right, Game of Thrones. Let me ask you this, Nicole. You know, since he's been working so much and away so much and in L.A. and everything else, did he got you a nice present, right?
He got me nothing. He's got me nothing. And
tell him what
one day this huge box came, huge. And he's like, oh, here, they sent your gift for me. And I was super excited, and I opened it, and it was these huge binders for the draft. Like, haha, I still have another trip.
She got
research
binders
for the
draft.
I'm going to leave you while you're sick home with your kids.
So? At least I had sushi.
Best.
And here's the other thing.
You've been eating out sushi and everything while Nicole's there with the kids making chicken
all
noodle
I
soup?
I know, that's all I hear about how this sushi, he's changed for life. Like, oh, he's not going to, it's never going
to
be the same. And
yeah,
here
right.
I'm like,
meal.
You know, do you know what I had? I had like some salad.
Mac
and
cheese.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what that is called? Stay-at-home mom salad. We out here eating.
What a shame.
We
I haven't gone out
eating.
To lunch.
Whatever. You had a brand new purse and brand new dress the other day. Don't even start. Nicole. She just says, I got this last year. I got this a year ago. There's no way for me to check that. Is there any way, John, that you would...
No, my wife always says that.
You can call my friends who I bought it with.
Don't try to talk to me during Game of Thrones.
A year ago.
Lance, that's a go-to move for women. I've been having this.
You don't recognize this? Yeah. It's still got a tag on it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I bought it a long time ago, and I just didn't take it off. I haven't worn it yet.
This is a year old.
Oh, been having.
Dresses
I got it. I showed it to you when I got those three black dresses last year. I got it right before
three
Steffi
black
got
dresses
married.
At one time.
Just throwing money around,
who
Nicole.
Who needs three black dresses?
Lance, you
got to
get another job. Nicole's buying dresses.
He barely shows up for this one. He can't get another job.
Well, you know what? Because I'm thinking he's going to take me somewhere.
That's not happening.
Hey, listen, I don't mean to do this on the air. I could text this. Do me a favor. In the third round, the Texans may go cornerback. Look in that big binder, the one that says rounds 1 through 3, and see if
the
you can find
a third-round corner. I told you to throw away?
Yeah, see if you can find me a cornerback in the third round. Now beat it.
Bye, Nicole.
She's the best.
You know what you got to do when you...
Not great with teachers, but she's the best.
Lance, here's what you got to do when you come back. Go straight to Prime Social. Okay? Play poker. Play poker all day.
I already told her. I said, look, this year I'm not going to sit and act like I'm working and actually go poker. I'm just going to tell you I'm playing poker.
That's all.
Because last year I said, get some work done, and then I would be at Prime. Right. This year I'm going to actually just say, oh, by the way, I'm going to Prime.
So
I'm going to be at Prime.
So here's the deal. Today is the 24th. Oh, a week from today, the biggest tournament in the history of Texas. May 1st it starts. It is going to be huge. And by huge, I mean the biggest ever. Like Donald Trump huge. That's how big this is. Huge. What I need you to do is...
got a bigger tournament. It's the biggest. It's going to be the most...
The highest
fried
rated.
Rice. It's going to be the most aces of all time.
The greatest people.
The greatest people are going to be.
The greatest pokers. The greatest dealers of all time.
Yep.
Huge dealers.
Huge. Huge. So what I need you to do is get to Prime Social and practice. I played in the tournament yesterday, Lance. I got to tell you, I cashed. Okay? That's all.
You know what? The more you play, this is true. It's just like a driving range.
It is.
The more you go play, you will get better.
I was watching Phil Ivey. He was in a tournament. After he'd taken a couple of years off, he said, you know, I got to get back into playing again. And it's like a ball player. You got to get back into rhythm and get... And this is the case. So get over to Prime Social this week. Practice your skills. Work it out. And when the tournament comes, you got a chance at $150,000 guaranteed. It starts next week, but there's tournaments going every day. It is going to be, and there's, oh, by the way, Monday and Tuesday qualifiers, so you don't even have to pay the $580 that it costs to get into the tournament. You could qualify for it on a much, with just $60. So if you're looking for a great way to get into this thing, get to Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com. It's the best poker room in the city, hands down, PrimeSocialTX.com.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, really quick segment here. We have got a great entertainment experience at your local movie tavern. Enjoy a movie while ordering a wide selection of food and beverages directly from your reserved seat. Okay, at exactly 9 o'clock, when your phone hits 9 o'clock exactly, call 713-780-3776. And caller number 5 is going to win 2 free movie vouchers, plus a $25 food and beverage voucher. Visit movietavern.com for tickets and info. on fantastic promotions like $5 movie admission Tuesdays at Movie Tavern. And maybe you can see the cartoon, what's the name? The Revengers or something? The Last Game or something. Whatever it is, you can go and watch a cartoon over there. I mean, or you could watch an adult movie.
Okay, Thorin.
Okay.
All right, Oakenshield.
Yeah. Speaking of which, can we stop with Tyler White as fat? Because he looks like Thorin Oakenshield.
What would you like him to be called?
How about a professional hitter? Because all dude is doing is raking.
Did you ever call Carlos Lee fat?
Well,
yes.
Oh, then what's why the difference?
Carlos Lee actually hit a higher percentage than Tyler White too.
Yeah. Okay.
So why? The
he also cost $100 million.
And that doesn't change whether you're fat or not.
No. Value wise, Tyler White greater value.
Now, stop moving the goalposts. You call one hit professional hitter fat, and you won't call the other one fat.
Well, he just did call Tyler White fat too.
But I got a special place in my heart for Tyler White because he looks like Thorin Oakenshield.
Oh, you do like Tyler, little people.
Well, he's Tyler a bigger White version.
Is a so are we okay with Tyler White being a good hitter now? Is there enough? He's a chunky hitter. That's good. You like having those guys on the team. You don't want a whole team full of them, but yeah, right. So we have enough sample size now to say he's a pretty good hitter, right?
No, well, here's the deal: is he started slow, but this last week, somebody just the other night after he was 2-for-2, gets pulled for a pinch runner, and they're like, he's got to be sent down. He just had two hits.
Tyler White looks like he works at an oil refinery, and he has to get to the game like right at 7 because he has to leave work. He's like, boss, I gotta get to Minute Maid Park. I'm playing tonight. Playing, yeah. I got a wreck game.
I'm in the lineup.
Yeah, I need to get there. And he's just grinding.
One of the favorite games that I ever play with Raheel and also Chris Solis is maybe the best I've ever seen at this game is alternate life game with what a guy – like I always love doing that with – or guessing what kind of drinks Brian McCann would have. Brian McCann's probably a beer guy and probably one of the major brands.
Coors Light guy. You know,
Dallas Keuchel was – I even said something about – I thought Dallas Keuchel was scotch or whatever. And somebody tagged Dallas Keuchel and he came back with like, actually, I'm into this really cool gin right now. This is 2 years ago. And he told us about the gins that he was drinking. But yeah, I love playing. And Raheel's pretty good at this game also with the that's one of my favorite games is the alternate life of what
Tyler White
celebrities could be.
Tyler White looks like he lives in Deer Park and he had the back of the chemical companies like, man, you know, they still provide a lot of jobs here. It's cool, man. I know it kind of messed up the whole economy and the fire was bad, but they still provide a lot of jobs, so we shouldn't be that hard on him.
Tyler White is definitely the guy who, when he drives up, you're going to see a little extra mud on his truck. Like, he's not going to get his car washed anytime soon.
Yeah.
He's going to have some extra mud on it from what he did this weekend, and you know he's got a duck blind. You know he's got a duck blind or, I mean, a deer blind somewhere.
And he's got those
absolutely does
muck boots that guys have, and they're always upside down in between the toolbox. Yeah, you know he has that. You know he's rolling with that. Got to get him dry.
Hanging on the hook.
Tyler White is definitely, when we were doing our broadcast out at Trailer Wheel and Frame, he definitely came out there.
Oh, yeah.
But he was just there to pick up something.
No one recognized him.
Yeah.
White walks into Prime Social, he's going to take those fat fingers and dig it right into that Chex Mix thing that they have and go to the bottom of the bowl. He'll go to the bottom of the bowl where someone will spill out of the side and just take it and start immediately shoveling it into his mouth.
You can bet on it. You can insure it right now, Lance. Why don't you insure it?
TGS. TGS. I can't do anything with Tyler White Insurance. What I can do is help you with your homeowner's insurance. I did it. Raheel did it. AJ did. A ton of people have done this here in the Houston area. The savings are substantial as well. How about this? How about you text money to 232323 and you can get a text back from TGS. They'll ask you your address. You provide it. And within seconds, they will have a firm homeowner's quote for you. And then they'll have a variety of providers for you to choose from with your homeowner's quote. And you can go through. You can look at all the different coverages. But you can also add coverages, like more dollar amount. You know, add another $50,000, $100,000 to your coverage. Add flood insurance if you like to. And while they're at it, looking for your homeowner's coverage, why don't you have my friends over at TGS work on your auto insurance as well? TGS Insurance. Go to TGSinsurance.com or text money to 232323.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.